Blog Talk Radio.
Life, growth, and wellness.
To Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. And this is the last show of 2016. So we're going to have some fun tonight. But, you know, I appreciate you being with me and being with me throughout the years that we've been doing this. And I'm so excited. And, you know, on Tuesdays, man, my energy just be soaring. So we want to make sure that we start off and stay centered and centered and anchored. That's the other word I was looking for. So we're going to start off, as we always do, by reading some affirmative positive words, and they come from my inspirational blog is revsandy.wordpress.com. And today's message is called ASK, A-S-K. ASK stands for Awakening Spiritual Knowledge. There resides within each of us, a divine knowledge of everything we need to know to live an abundant and prosperous life. We have overlooked it because we have been trained not to recognize our connection to the source, to God. The truth is, we can summon this knowledge and power whenever we choose. It is awaiting our attention. All that is within us. The Creator gifted us with this spiritual knowledge. It is buried in our hearts. It is alive when we acknowledge its existence. Spiritual knowledge is that knowing without physical proof. You cannot explain it. Even if you could, others may not understand you, which may cause you to lose faith in what you know to be true. Spiritual knowledge is that little voice telling you to go ahead because everything is going to be just fine and dandy. Just do it. The words scream at you, are you listening? Spiritual knowledge is that dream that keeps repeating itself over and over again in your dream. You wake up and you think, what a strange dream I had last night. There are times when we are not paying attention to our innermost desires, and our dreams reveal to us they are still alive and waiting. You can awaken that power within you. Spiritual knowledge surpasses all intellectual understanding. Spiritual knowledge is accepting the power and presence of God, the Creator, the Source, living and dwelling inside of you. Spiritual knowledge knows no separation, knows no boundaries, and knows no limitations. Dare to ask today. Awaken spiritual knowledge within you right now. Allow it to grow and expand with each breath you inhale and exhale. Breathe it in fully. Know that it is yours all the time. That, again, is the daily inspirational message that can be found on my revsandy.wordpress.com. You can sign up and have it automatically delivered to your email inbox every day if you so desire. And next, what we do, it's taking a little breath out of me because, you know, we have been adding people to our ancestor list this year. We do it all the time because as life comes, life also has to end. But I believe it was last show I had to add an ancestor, which was a very good friend of mine, and now I'm adding another ancestor who's a father of a good friend of mine. Mr. Jennings is one of the newest ancestors that I personally know. So we invoke and we invite the spirits and the energies of our ancestors to be with us all the time, but especially on Tuesday nights during Life, Love, and Wellness, because we know and appreciate and love their energies, and we give thanks and we honor that ancestral power. Ashe, ashe. That just really hit me just now. So thank you. It's all about life. It's all about love. It's all about wellness. So tonight's show, A.K., Anthony, A.K. King, and myself, we're going to be doing this annual end-of-year celebration. And you know how we roll, man. Anything may come up and come out. So we're just going to kind of take 2016 and do it in review. We're going to talk about what's in our hearts. We're going to talk about whatever come up. So, you know, there's no theme other than celebrating life. And so we're going to get started in just a moment. And audience, you know you're always, always welcome to be a part of the discussion. And if you're not already tuned, called in, you may do that on 516-531-9819, and you would just press 1 to let me know you want to speak live on air. And so I am not home. I am actually away from home right now. And so sometimes we got to make do in a situation. So I just want to let you guys know if I sound a little off, I'm not in my regular space to be doing the show, but we're going to get it on anyway. So, so tonight, again, we're going to talk about love being all the energy that ever is, that ever has existed in this world, this universe that we live in. And we've got two callers already that want to chime in, so I'm going to see what's up with them. I've got caller 916-862. Give us your name, where you're calling from, and if you have something that you want to add to the show at this point.
Good evening, Sandy.
Yes, no,
this
baby.
Is Danny again. Can you hear me?
Yes, I'm sorry. Say your name again.
Danielle Graham Sargent.
Danielle. Okay. Hey, yes. Danielle.
Hi.
Welcome.
Hi. Thank you. I was invited by AK, definitely. Wow, I'm overwhelmed because this is the first time I feel bad that I've ever listened to your show. And I
don't. That just means you gotta come back.
I saw the archive shows already. I think I will go and check them out.
Good.
I believe your spirit is so beautiful. I could feel you through the phone. And
oh, thank you.
I've been dealing with my own life issues with multiple sclerosis since 2000, and I believe that like you said, ask and you will receive. So my everyday blessing and prayer is to wake up and thank God for everything that He offers me. And
yes, yeah.
I'm a happy person in my spirit, my life, and you know, there's nothing that can stop me at this point with multiple sclerosis. I'm reversing my illness. My doctor won't recognize that I've done this, but, you know, through urine therapy, drinking my own piss, like Anthony and Jay and the guys tickle about it, I've turned some corners that I never thought were available to me.
Excellent.
I'm such a happy person in my spirit now, and since I became, you know, one of the living waters candidates, I find it a lot easier to wake up every day and know that there's a whole day waiting for me. And I'm just very, very thankful. The people that are in my life, the people that I know, and the people that I've just met. And I thank you for being here for us.
Oh, thank you. Wow, to add your energy, man, you are awesome.
Thank you, Sandy. It's
yeah,
a beautiful
you know,
life.
And the
you
doctors.
Live.
Yes, yes. And
the
doctors are cool, don't get me wrong, but you know in your spirit that you can heal yourself, so you hold on to that. And they'll catch up with you. They'll catch up and tell you that your body is healed of whatever diagnosis that they gave to it. I'm serious. I'm serious. Well,
oh,
welcome.
Thank you so much. I can't wait to listen to what you have to offer today.
Yeah, well, we'll see. I don't know what's going to be because, you know, usually it's a little scripted. But tonight, you know my nephew, and so it's just going to be whatever it's going to be. And so you started it, and we certainly appreciate you.
Well, thank you.
Let's see. We've got a – you're welcome. We've got the next caller is 619-884. You want to give us your name and where you're calling from?
Hey, how you doing, Sandy? This is Ali calling from San Diego. I just
hey,
calling here. I know it's around the time to call your show, so I said let me call in. I don't even really know what the topic is for the night, but you know, like every Tuesday, I always call you anyway. So I'm just here to chime in on whatever's going on and whatever you're talking about, because I know it's gonna be good and some good vibrations. So I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm walking these dogs right now, but I'm gonna be put myself on mute and then. But I'm right here, though. I'll be chiming in and not here, so I'm trying to listen and get it done fast.
Okay, then. Well, thanks, Ali. I appreciate your energy being with us tonight. And like I was just telling Danielle, you know, it's called Embarking on a New Year, Celebrate Endings. But, you know, with me and AK, it's liable to go in any direction. So just hang tight and, yes, chime in whatever you want. Thank you for being with us.
Okay, God bless you, John. I'm right here. Thank you.
All right, you know I love you. And so we've got one more caller, area code 240605. You want to give us your name and where you're calling from and what you'd like to add?
No, Sandy, you know who this is. I'm on the Sandy Rogers Show. Quiet.
Hey, Wyatt. I'm like, all right.
How are you doing?
doing well. Thank you for being with us tonight.
Oh, I had.
Well,
we're going to
turn this thing up.
Huh?
No, go ahead. What did you say?
Yeah, I want to thank you for being you. You're just the first caller, I believe, said that your spirit just shines through, which it does. And I want to thank you, Sandy, for all of your remarkable support of me. I really appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I had to get on the air with you for your year-end show.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate you. I appreciate you. And we're going to get this thing crunked up with my favorite all-time Anthony A.K. King song. So y'all hold tight if you can. If not, you just get up and wiggle your thing. Here we go. on, and I know everybody was popping with that right along with me. That is a song you cannot be still on. It's from AK's latest music collection called End Time, and you can get that on his website, anthonyakking.com. That is just, if you listen to the words and what AK says in that song, is if all you got to do is open up your eyes. And once your eyes are open every day, you're already in the game, you know, and give thanks. Stop looking backwards. Stop looking sideways. Just get up with being thankful and helping others, being of service to other people. And I think that's what really gets me with that song. And plus, it's got an awesome beat to it. So, I mean, you can just be bouncing all day long driving. At least that's what I do. So people know when I'm becoming, because it'd be crunk up, man. I love it. I love it. I want to play one more before we bring AK on. So he knows I'm his biggest fan. So just bear with me.
I want love. Yeah. Victoriously, simple, loving. Oh, that's what I'll do. That's what I'll do. Everybody's got a right to love. Have it feel the way you want to feel inside. I want love.
That one is Love is Everything. That's from off of the CD, Love is Everything. It's another Anthony A.K. King originals. I just love that, because when we understand that love is that energy, we spoke about it, you know, the only healing energy in the universe, then you get to really understand what that song is all about. It is everything. I mean, there's nothing else but it. And so when you don't deal in that, then you create all kind of mishaps in your life. And once we get back to love, then we can heal everything that has kind of taken on a shape of its own that's in our life. And so I just want to share a short story with you, and then I want to bring on my beloved nephew. You know, when we're coming up, sometimes we'll be asked, so what do you want to be when you grow up? Sometimes we have answers, sometimes we don't. Sometimes we say what people have told us to say. And so we don't really answer in our authentic voice. We just answer with something that comes up for the most of us. And I'm not saying that's everybody, but for the most of us, we do it like that. But this young man that is going to be sharing the mic with me tonight, he, in his young teenage years, developed this habit of just perfecting dance. I mean, there was nothing that he could see that he couldn't duplicate. And so he then, once he perfected those moves, then he started creating his own moves. And so right in Compton, I'm in California right now, you guys. So right here in California, in Compton, right next door to Watts, he became the king of the pop locket. And, you know, those moves were just like, I mean, just right on point, just precision personified. And he mastered that thing. I mean, it was just incredible, you know. And so not just that. He went on to learn music, how to produce music, how to write music, how to record music, sing it, all of that. And so he's just produced one thing after another. So I'm so impressed, and I'm always so motivated and inspired by AK, because once he puts his mind to something, it's like there's no stopping it, you know. And so we all need one of those individuals in our life to tell us to, you know, to keep going, to go for that dream. And so you're listening to Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show, because that's what he did for me. Auntie, you need to be on the radio. And so back in 2010, I got me a spot on Blog Talk Radio, and I didn't do anything with it, but I had it, right? So he's like, well, did you get it? Yeah, I got it. But I didn't, you know, create a show. I didn't give no name to it. I had a couple of other friends. They came. They were like, well, Sandy, I need help. And so I was helping other people do their shows and create their shows, but I never took the time to or energy, invest the energy into doing my own show and until I was really just pushed by AK. And so that's why I'm here. And I am just absolutely having a ball every Tuesday. It's just like, this is the highlight of my week. And so back in, I want to say 2005 or 6, somewhere between 2004 and 2007, I'll say it like that. So I was inspired to write a song, or that's how it came through me, right, to write a song. And so I'm laughing with God, you know, like, I can't even hold a tune. I know I can't write a song, you know. And so anyway, after God and I had this long, drawn-out conversation, and then I'm, you know, going to take a piece of paper and an ink pen and write something down just to prove God is wrong, right? And so when I finished with what I had, I was like, huh, that don't look too bad, right? So I get in contact with AK, and I tell him, you know, I've written a song. He's like, oh, cool, Auntie, let me help you out, you know. So send me the word. So long story short, I sent him the words, and this is what came back, and I'm going to tell you the rest of the story in just a second.
Inside of me, God's love lives inside of me. Ooh, inside of me, God's love lives inside of
Title, Inside of Me. And I put the words down on paper and I sent them to AK. That's all I know to do, right? And so this is the clean version. He's like, Auntie, after he did the song, of course, he said, Auntie, ain't nobody ever sent me no words on a piece of paper and talk about here, I wrote a song. But I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful. I'm so blessed to have this man in my life. So he is my music producer. That's a whole nother show right there. He has developed all of the theme songs and all of the musical inlets that I use here on Life, Love, and Wellness. He has just pushed me and pushed me and pushed me. He's a wonderful business partner and life coach and motivator and all of that. He's my best friend. He's my soulmate. He's my nephew. He's more than all of that. He is just, man, just a sincere blessing in my life. So I would like to bring to the center stage Mr. AK, Anthony King. You there, baby?
Wow, now I got to make you an applause for when you bring in your guest. There's some hand clapping going on. Greetings, beautiful
yes,
light of the world.
Oh, thank you.
I am honored to be here with you and just listening to you. I receive it. I'm a great man. I am beyond my own thoughts. Wow.
Yes.
You know, I want to shout some folks out right quick.
All right.
Sister Danielle.
How you doing, AK?
Hey, you know I love you.
Oh, I love you.
Sister Adria Jenkins-Jones out there listening. Chantel Richmond. Brother Timothy Wells, Brother Newchild, Sister Casey Weir, all you water drinkers. And I'm going to tell you something. I got me a new brother. Oh, Brother Ali, I absolutely love you. I'm going to give you a call so we can talk. I love my brother.
Right on, brother. I'm right here walking these dogs. Man, I love you, man.
Oh, absolutely. Brothers Youssef. all of my water world. But Auntie, Sister Danielle, and Shaitan, I talked to Sister Shaitan. She started drinking her water this morning.
Excellent.
We had a really good talk about the water. Man, Sister Diane, Miss D, Courtney Ann, my whole water world. My whole world is full of folks that's just in the water. And I got an exciting story I'm going to tell you. So this beautiful brother reaches out to me on Facebook. His name is Raheem. He's from London. And he reaches out to me on Facebook, and he's gotten himself to a place where he's ready to get in the water. I don't know how he knows me. He just said, hey, I'm about to start UT, or urine therapy, and I just need a little guidance. So I actually call him on the messenger. Now, keep in mind, London is 8 hours ahead of us on Pacific Standard Time in the States. So it's about 3 o'clock his time. When I call him on the messenger, he doesn't know what's happening. And, you know, I'm sure y'all have all done it, answered the phone when you sleep, and then they say, are you asleep? And you lie and say no. Raheem was talking in his sleep. This is the first conversation I had with him, and then he hung up on me. I said, are you asleep? He said, no. And he hung up on me. The next thing you know, it's 2 or 3 o'clock my time, and my messenger rings, and it's Raheem. Well, you know me. I'm woke. I'm woke.
Yeah.
I'm up. It's 2-3 hours a day, and I'm good. And I talked to this beautiful brother for I don't know how many hours, for how long. And it's like I've known him my whole life. Just his spirit is absolutely incredible. He's close to vegan already, already been preparing himself to drink. He started drinking today, wrote me this beautiful letter on Messenger. And he's listening in right now. He sent me a message. He said, your aunt is an angel. So he's talking about you.
I accept.
He's listening in.
I accept.
Brother Raheem, I absolutely love you. Welcome home. What a pleasure to be here. Auntie, you's bad. You have turned into a great radio host, too.
Oh, thank
you.
I
love listening
to you. I accept that.
Yes, she is.
Now, tell them that I told you, don't talk to me for 5 shows. I had to almost fight with my aunt, y'all, to get her to do a radio show. She didn't tell y'all that. She made it sound real good. I almost had to beat up my own aunt because I knew she belonged in this realm because she has so much to offer to the world. She's written so many books. How many books you on? What do you, this is your, what, 8th book? God's Groceries?
Yeah, well, 10.
Ten.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to tell y'all how she started writing books. I was the first one to write a book. I wrote and published a book called Diary of a Mind and Soul. And that fire in this beautiful light of the world, my aunt, and she has smoked me. I'm still writing my second book. She's on number 10. So now I'll just have her finish my book and she can call it number 11, because I tell you, writing a book is something else. And I'm going to tell you this, getting her to do a radio show, I'm telling you, I almost had to punch her. We almost had to go out there and roll in the grass a little bit.
Yeah.
And when she finally did start, I said, don't ask me nothing. Don't talk to me. Don't ask me no questions. until after you have 5 shows under your belt, because at that point, you'll be comfortable finding your way. To you, lady, you are absolutely incredible. You are truly
Thanks.
The light of the world and one of my favorite people on the planet. You know you're my favorite aunt, and I don't know where I would be without you.
Oh, thanks. It's mutual.
Yeah.
Get this thing going, yeah.
Yeah.
So,
we
okay.
had a lot of laughs.
A
lot of.
Yeah, all the time, right?
Uh-huh.
So, I'm trying
to
figure out how long ago it's been when when we have conversations, my battery literally runs out on my phone. And so I've got to hang up the house phone and then call from the cell phone and have it plugged into the charger. That's, my conversations are that lengthy. But on this
mm-hmm.
particular call, AK was introducing me to urine therapy, to, you know, and I was never offended or idea. I was intrigued when he mentioned it to me, and not completely 100% bought into it, but I never said no to the idea. I was listening. And I don't think it took me a good month when I took my first sip, and that has got to be 3 years or more ago. It seems like I've been doing it all my life right now. But I know my
mm-hmm.
skin is just as soft, and people are always wanting to touch my skin, and I wear no makeup. There was a time before drinking of my water that I would always have to have makeup on before I would go outside. I don't do any of that. I peel Danielle. I peel several health conditions that they said were irreversible, and you know that
mm-hmm.
I would have to take this medication or have surgery or something, you know, that they offered that I didn't want to do. And this new doctor that that I have, she is so funny because she can't even find anything wrong with me to write up the order for me to have blood tests. So I've been going to her for 2 years. She have no blood test for me. And she says, well, do you want to pay for the blood test? I'm like, hell no. You know, I don't want them. You the one want them, right? And so just hang in there. Just hang in there. And you'll make a believer out of them. So, yeah.
Amen.
I just wanted to throw that in there because, you know, a lot of people – when they hear about it, they become real quiet, you know, and they're just observing. You know, and I remember this one dear friend of mine. She may be on, but if she's not, it's okay. I'm not going to say any names. But she, we had done a health fair together, and so on the way home, she was like, "Well, Sandy, you know." You know, as a kid, and you take the diaper and you wipe the pee-pee on the baby's face, she says, well, I still do that because her skin is just flawless. It is so beautiful, just beautiful. And I was complimenting her on it. And so she was trying to find a way to say it, you know, so that she wouldn't offend me, I guess, you know, the reason why she was being so deliberate and timid with her words, you know. And I was like, girl, I drink mine every day at least once, you know. And so it depends. Some day I'll go the whole day and that's all I drink, you know. And so she's like, oh, really? And then she got excited. So I'm not sure what her progress is now, but I know that there are so many health benefits in that, you know. And I shared an old post on Facebook this morning where these 4 African girls have found a way to use urine to run a generator, which I just thought was incredible. So there's so much power. There's so much power. All right, so we got one more caller. 559-681, you want to give us your name and where you're calling from?
Sure. This is, they call me Miss D or Mama D. song from Fresno.
Mama D, hey.
Yes.
Hey, Mama D.
Hey,
Mama D.
Hey, hi, how you doing? I just wanted to say you had mentioned this, and I wanted to congratulate Shantae on trying for today. That's wonderful. I had talked to her yesterday, and I just wanted to tell her congratulations, too. I am enjoying your energy so much, Sandy. It's so incredible. And, of course, Mr. AK knows how I am, but I just wanted to let you all know that I've been here, and I wanted to just say I'm really enjoying this, and I can't wait to meet you at the symposium, by the way.
Yay! Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Good. Thank you, Mama D. I appreciate that.
Yes.
Well, we got her on the line. Mama D, why don't you tell them a little bit about your water story, and then maybe we can bring up the symposium after that. But why don't you tell them a little bit about your ride to the water and your doctors?
Yeah. I actually... AK was acquainted with my daughter, Courtney, and she became connected with the J. King Network first. And so I kind of, you know, was listening in on her, and that's how I became acquainted with AK over a little over a year, about a year and a half ago, actually. And he, of course, you know how everybody always talks about drinking of the water and all this. And at first I wasn't too keen on the idea. I, you know, everybody has their own reasons why and all this stuff. And, you know, and he would talk to me, and, you know, I said this, that he was very patient, and it was like somehow he knew inside before I knew inside that it just was there. He had to let me just see it in my own time. I do have a lot of medical issues, unfortunately, in, you know, different things, and so part of my concern was, you know, well, what about medications I'm on? What about this? What about, you know, I mean, all the things like this. So we had a show on the Real and Raw Radio, and he came on and he was talking about how we came from the water, you know, in the womb and went to this. And everything he said on the show that day was the finally the aha light bulb turned on. And it was like it made sense to me. All of a sudden, everything that I had been, you know, kind of like shuffling my feet at was really me tripping on myself, because that was just it. It was like this big old moment. So I am... almost 5 months ago now, I started drinking of my water. And I didn't tell anyone at first because, you know, how you start out and you want to just see how it goes. Well, I have, since 1993, I have a malabsorption with my system. And I have, since 1993, I have to have blood work done every 3 months normally. And it's all my levels are always out. I have to have, like, iron infusion and all this. And so I haven't had any, you know, normal ranges on thing I can tell you, like I said, since 1993. So after 3 months of this, when I was getting ready to go back and I had my blood work done, and I went into my doctor, he was as amazed as I was. Every one of my levels was back in range. I did not have anything out of range. And he was like, I mean, he was like, he did a double take himself, and he looked at it and he looked at me. And it was like, what in the world? And I happened to mention to him about, you know, doing the urine therapy. And what's so funny is he, with the country he's from, it was something that he actually was very familiar with and totally believed in. But because of the U.S., you know how the FDA is and all those things, they can't necessarily practice it. But he was so thrilled. And so, you know, that was one thing. Plus my energy level came up. And I finally realized when AK used to talk about, and other people, the vibrations around you, you could see them. It's like you can feel the vibrations. And like she said, she felt yours coming through the phone. I felt the same way when you were talking at first. And I thought, well, you really do. You literally come through the phone. And it's like it's such a good vibration. You just feel the warmth. And I can, without even seeing you, I can already tell that you probably have the biggest grin on your face when you're talking. You know, I see like the one on your picture, you know, on your page. And it's like, I just see that. And of course, AK has that same grin, you know, not like you guys are related or anything. And I'm very
no,
happy.
No, of course not.
And AK doesn't know this, but I went to my other doctor today. I have multiple doctors. And this was another doctor who also follows some of my other lab work. And, again, everything was completely in range. And he also is totally familiar with urine therapy and also supports it. So it was kind of, you know, fun to me that it was this long, and it's like I have gotten so much of a benefit out of it. More, like I said, more energy, just feeling better, you know, more positive. And the people around you, you know, when you're portraying a good vibration yourself and you're feeling good and you're around someone like that, it's like people, you know, we're like-minded. And I can't wait to hear everybody else's. When I was talking to Shantae yesterday and she was talking about, you know, when he was kind of talking about it, it was like I told her, you know what, you just have to, you have to just realize that people at first, you know, they just get this idea in their head. They got to get over that first. And once you do and you get this clarity, and that's what happened with me. And I feel like I have this clarity. I feel so much more positive on all aspects. And, you know, it's just really promising. And that's why when AK was saying, I can't wait for this symposium, simply because I want to share my story, but I want to hear the other stories. I want to learn of the different things that people have found to even be more helpful. And, you know, and it's like really amazing to me. And so I'm very blessed to have met AK, and I can't wait to meet all the rest of you in person that I haven't met that will be there too. So I just wanted to tell you thank you for your show. And I actually listen a lot of times to your show, but I don't usually press the one because I always enjoy the information you share.
Oh, thank you, Mama D.
Thank
I appreciate you.
You
so much. Yes.
Yes.
We've
and
got
thank
one
you,
more
Anthony
caller.
Team.
Oh, you're welcome. Stay on with us now.
Oh, I will. Believe me.
Caller. Okay. 206-271. You want to give us your name and where you're calling from?
Yes, this is Warren Armstead. I'm calling from Seattle, Washington. How you doing, Sandy?
Hey, cuz, I'm doing good. How are you?
Well, I'm doing all right. I'm just sitting here listening, and it's real interesting. You know, I'm not hip to the water. You know,
all right.
And this is extremely interesting. I want to make a point to Danielle's situation with the multiple sclerosis. My niece has multiple sclerosis, and
oh.
She didn't get it until she was late, a lot older. I guess that's when you get it from a certain age to a certain age, and I'm not too for certain. But my niece used to be a real positive, down-to-earth person, right? And I don't know. She is just so evil now. She just had this attitude I can't believe, and she's willing to debate, argue with me about things that, it's like, wow, where'd she get that? Because there's nobody in my family's like that, right? So, and I'm wondering if it's part of her having multiple sclerosis, and it's frustrating to her, you know? But her soul, she just, her soul is just real evil right now, you know? And when Danielle started talking, I, you know, the way she was speaking is that she's in a different spot, you know, and she's feeling really good about herself. And I believe that's the way, in order for you to start a healing process, you have to have that spirituality. You know, you have to come to grips with yourself. You got to open your soul up and let all that bitterness, that resentment and all that stuff go, you know. So, but we're going on talking about this water, which is urine, right?
Yeah.
Right.
But
you know, Warren, a lot of the change in attitude or change in personality or spirit, soul, however you want to call it, it comes from those poisons, those toxins that are in the medication. So if if she was upbeat and lively and before, I would take a look at the pills. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And not blame the MS. Go ahead.
Yeah. You know what? The pills are so expensive. They're extremely expensive, right? And she don't even take the pills anymore, right? She used to be on them, but she don't even take the pills. So I don't know what she's going through. But anyhow, I'm more interested in this water stuff. You know.
Okay.
This,
then just
you know. Let me give you a story. Let me give you a story real quick. When I was incarcerated, this was the Asian guy walked around with a rag on his face, on his face the whole time. And I'm thinking he got hot water. He's going in there using hot water. And then his buddy and him was fighting because one of them was the reason for the other one getting, you know, they was doing that blame game, you know. And so he finally, the other guy came and told me, he said, well, you know, he's walking around, because I used to talk to both of them all the time. He said, you know, he's walking around with urine on that rag. And I guess, oh, really? You know? And then I asked him, and he told me why. It clears up his skin because he had real bad acne. And before he was out of there, his skin was pretty clear. So I know that urine does things for people that you just wouldn't think that it would, you know? So I'm trying to figure out, what does it do for people that just, like, for instance, if I wanted to start doing it, what good would it do me if I'm pretty healthy all the way around?
I'm going to let AK answer that for you. That's what I said.
AK?
I want Anthony to, AK to answer that, if you don't mind, sweetie.
Greetings, brotherhood.
How you doing, brother? Nice to meet you.
I'm on the show quite often, matter of fact. Pardon me?
I'm on the show quite a bit, matter of fact. So, you know.
Right on. You in good hands.
Yeah, okay, I know that. I know Sandy. Me and her have been communicating quite often. You know,
so I'm going to share some stuff with you. So sit back, and I'm going to lay something on you. Okay. I'm going to try to be real easy with you.
Okay.
Now, all of us, when we were deposited in our mother's womb,
yes,
by our fathers, we were deposited in liquid form, 100%. In that space, or that heaven known as the womb, that's where we resided for 9 months, in the water of our own selves. From that space, we formed what we know as our mortal being, our bodies. We never reached out the womb to stop at Home Depot, Target, Walmart to get any products, as no part of us comes from this space. The very earth that we walk on is a compilation and the composition of all of those ancestors that gifted the world with what we know now as earth. Everything comes from who we are, with gold, silver, platinum. All of it comes from the essence of what we leave here when we depart in the spirit. When we cross through, when we come through our mother's womb and enter this space on dry land into the realm of our taskmasters, or into the realm of those that would rule over us or govern us, there's one part of us that we forsake, and that is the water that formed us. That's why the book, all spiritual books in one way or another, talk about the water. Jesus said in the book known as the Bible, "He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his bellies shall flow rivers of living water." We're like a tree planted by the water. The book also says, put on the whole armor of God that you might be able to stand. The book also said, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against powers, principalities, spiritual wickedness in high places. The water that we produce is filtered by this incredible temple. that we reside in. So we know we are not our bodies. We're spirits living in a body. Book said, I will never leave you, and I'll never forsake you. The water is always with you, and when you leave your body, the last thing that's going to happen is you're going to release the water. So for the whole ride, no matter where we are, we have the water of life with us. What will it do for you?
Yes.
Well, let's see what's happened to you, like all of us, when we enter this realm of flesh. We take on a calcified nature, primarily through a thing called consumption. The things that we consume and being out of our water cause us to calcify the areas around the brain known as, somebody's making a lot of noise, so please put yourself on mute if
I'm
you
sorry.
Are not talking.
Okay, go ahead.
If
my fire was just going out. I was just closing the thing. Okay, go ahead.
All right, you know, you can put yourself on mute while I'm talking so that you can move around freely.
Go ahead.
The noise won't disturb anybody. The area around the pineal gland, which is the top of your head, the brain area, notice it's pineal. P meaning the water, Nile meaning the river. Even the term hard-headed, comes from the idea of those being out of the water too long. Let me say this. Man is a water creature. I'm going to say it again. Man is a water creature. We come from the water, and for us to live a fulfilled, healthy, and well life, we must stay in the water. Being out of the water will calcify us, cause us to be sick and die. So when you start drinking your water, and I'm sure you will, brother, because you wanted them wands, the first thing you're going to notice, if you listen to all these water drinkers talk, is your spirit's going to open up. You're going to see beyond your own thoughts, because what's happening is, here's what's actually happening. You're replenishing the earth with those that came together that formed you. Auntie calls them the ancestors. We are the rightful land of our ancestors, and they desire to possess us. This is why the book says, can these bones live again? We can revive ourselves or be possessed by the holy, holy meaning pure, the Holy Spirit, which is the composition of all of our ancestors coming together to possess this land and drive out all of the foreigners. Illness or sickness is only being possessed by strangers that do not rightfully inherit or belong in this land known as your body. What healing is when we replenish these bodies with our authentic selves. We allow our ancestors to rejuvenate us through the water, the messengers through the water, and they begin to live and grow, and they drive out all that was foreign to us, and we begin to do what we call heal, or become whole, or the light of the world. And that's what you're hearing on the show. That's what you see when you see Sandy Rogers, Danielle, Mama D, myself, Brother Ali, and a bunch of other callers that's listening in today. And y'all feel free to press the one. I hope I'm answering your question. And at the same go ahead, brother.
I think that you have answered the question, but I'm just like, okay, if you have an illness, most people have that's spoken, I believe, they've had an illness, and so they start drinking water, their own water, right? And so
yes.
It's a healer. To the spirit, your spirit as well as it cleans, it takes care of the infection or the disease. Am I correct?
Absolutely.
Okay. So now how do you just, okay, urine. You just piss in the, you just urinate in a glass and drink it?
You could do it right now
exactly.
while you're on the phone.
Oh, okay.
What? Because I'm drinking mine.
I wasn't sure if you mixed it with something to make it, give it a different taste. I ain't never tasted this. I don't know what it tastes like.
You ever went to a bar and some folks say, I like mine straight?
Out the tap.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to go hard, baby. I got mason jars. I bathe in it. What I can't drink, I pour in my tub because urine massages, urine baths would keep your skin looking
beautiful. You don't waste none.
Man, I brush
none.
My teeth with it. I clean my face with it. I drink it, and I drink it all day long.
Okay.
Superman ain't got nothing on me.
Okay. So the benefit is it's a healthy benefit.
It's life, love, and wellness. That's the benefit.
Okay, so the thing about it is this. As long as you keep drinking your urine, that's what you're urinating out is your urine, right?
The water of life, brother.
Yeah. Okay. So, in other words, you don't drink no tap water or no water from the store, none of that, right?
Well, some do. I can tell you this. My idea of water consumption, that type of water, has minimized greatly. Now, I do drink teas, but it's very rare that I actually just have a glass of just bottled water. I'd rather drink my own water.
Okay.
You know, and everybody's a little different because everybody's at different spaces with themselves and with the water. But I'm sure that they can all testify it will wean you because we've been calcifying ourselves for a long time. We've been eating pork chops and pig feet and drinking beer and stopping at the liquor store and porno shops and, smoking
and
cigarettes.
It's all about just doing it.
Yeah,
I can see that. Yeah, okay.
You digging
that? All right, yeah, you answered my question. Okay, thanks, brother. Appreciate that.
I love you, brother.
Love you too, man.
All right, we got another caller. I think we've got a couple more callers. Okay, so the first one up is 817-308. Let us know your name, where you're calling from, and your contribution to the conversation.
Hey, Sandy, this is Art down here in Dallas, good old Big D, Texas. And got one quick question. Does aging work the same way on the urine as it does with the wines? And, does aging make a difference on that if you have that available? I'm just curious.
Yes.
But you know, it may sound like a funny question, but yes. The aged urine is good for like burns
question.
In the kitchen or something like that. When I get back to the house, because I'm working with something that the doctors have called labeled cataracts. And so I've been using pure urine on a daily basis for about 6 weeks, and I could tell that it's breaking up. But when I get home, I'm going to use some aged urine because I didn't bring any with me. And so, yes, it has additional properties, and I've used it on my skin before. I've used it, on my head. You know, of course, I'm clean shaven. But if what you put on the top of your head, kind of filters down through the rest of your system. And so, but yes, it does. AK, you want to add to that?
Jay, that's beautiful. That was a wonderful question, brother. Aged urine has some desired effects, different things like for cataracts. There's a brother named Dr. Rakshak Mall Lodi, and those that are familiar with Sandy's Facebook page, I'll put his information up for you. He's also going to be our main speaker at the Water of Life Symposium, which is going to be held in September at the Hilton Hotel in Sacramento. That information, too, will be on Sandy Rogers' page. The website is wateroflifesymposium.com. Not only is it information about the symposium, but there's some wonderful information on the links on the media page. You can click some of the links and some of everything you want to know about urine and its properties and what it's for, you can find on the website. I want to tell all of you guys to go to the website, get your tickets now. Y'all know how slow for folks are. Don't wait till the last minute. But get your tickets now. Book your rooms now. It's an all-day event. Actually, it's a weekend thing. It's going to be absolutely blissful. And those that are attending, that know that they are attending, it's wonderful to see how excited people really are. You heard Mama D. Auntie, I know you are because I talk to you all the time. Adrian, Anya, Timothy Wells, Brother New Child's coming. Brother Raheem is coming from London. And Dr. Rakshak is coming from India. He actually has a home in Fremont, California. And he specifically admonished me to let everyone know. He said, those that are sick, be there. And I read some of his posts. People ask him questions about some of everything. And he has an answer for you. He's in his 70s. He just recently had a birthday. And he's been drinking his water every day for over 40 years. So he's an amazing vibration. But, yeah, to answer your question, aged urine does have some desired effects for specific things. And Auntie Sandy's case, her cataracts, aged urine would be proved to be more effective than just the urine that you make every day. Because like anything else, when you let it ferment, it gets more potent. And those that have collected their urine know that when you have it for a couple of weeks or so, the smell is like a really strong fire because it's alive. It's really fire water. You know, so I hope that answers your question.
What do we got? All righty. We got another caller, 678-315, and then we've got one more after you. So you want to tell us who you are, where you're calling from?
Auntie Sandy, this is King New on the line. Brother A.J., what's up?
Brother New Child.
Right on, right on, right on. Well,
Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, and thank you for doing, like AK said, you're doing a wonderful job. I text him, I said, man, I'm just sitting here smiling ear to ear, got an incense burning, and I'm just, you know, I'm listening to, you know, people who are, you know, my brother, my family that is talking about, you know, actively in real time, you know, being of the water, and then people who are new and want to be a part of it. And this is what I will say to everybody that's on the line that has not drank your water yet. I remember November 2014, AK called me. I was about to leave my house to go run about 7.5 miles here in Atlanta. And he just, you know, said, brother, I have something I want to share with you. And he shared with me, you know, that he was drinking his water, how he felt, and just the tone in his voice and the way he delivered it to me. I said, it wasn't just, oh, I just got to try this out of curiosity. It was more so a sign I need to take heed and I need to act, you know, immediately. And I said, you know what? I'm about to go running. And the best way to test it for me was let me drink some before I go. So I urinated in about a small plastic cup, halfway, you know, to half of the cup, and I drank it. And, you know, it was my first time, so it was like shock treatment, but I said, man, the only way to get through it, you just got to do it. So just do it. And I did it, and I went to run. And when I ran, I didn't have a stomach ache. I didn't, you know, normally if I drink, even if I drink a lot of water, a lot of times I'll get dehydrated to a certain point in my run and I can feel it. And I didn't experience any dehydration. I didn't have, like a lot of times when I would run after my run or if I get to a certain point, I would have my sweat would turn white on my head. I didn't have any of that. And I'm laughing as I'm running. I'm smiling. I'm laughing. And I'm like, man, AK strikes again. Because this is all right. I said, man, I drank, you know, just half of a little, you know, plastic cup. And I feel great. I mean, when I run, I always have energy, but I have even more energy. And I said, you know what? And I told him about it. I said, you know, bro, I feel great, and I'm going to continue it. And that's been since November of 2014. Another thing I wanted to point out as far as usage, one of the things I didn't hear was, and I shared this with AK too, I actually sent him, I think it was a video or a picture. One day I had purchased some grapes from Walmart, and I think it was some grapes and strawberries. And I said, you know what? I need to put my water on these because, you know, I put it on my face. I shave my head with it. I shave my facial hair. I brush my teeth with it. I gargle it. I drink. I said, you know, a lot of these fruits, you know, have the stuff that they spray on it, all of this white residue. I said, let me, and, man, I poured my water one day, a big cup, all over my strawberries and my grapes, and I could literally hear it was crackling from the residue that was on the grapes and the strawberries. And I said,
wow.
I said, now you and I'm talking about they it was almost like they came, not almost like they came, it's like they came to life.
Nice.
I mean, you see the color was just so clear. And I grabbed the strawberry. I didn't wrench it off. After I poured my water on it, I bit into the strawberry. I bit into one of the grapes. I said, man, why be damned? And I actually sent him a picture. And right after that, I said, AK, you got to pour your water on your fruits, man. I said, this is, and I've been doing it ever since. And I'm telling you, you know, as far as I have never been sick. I have never, you know, I haven't felt like, you know, oh, man, it's, my urine is making me feel anything outside of, you know, peaceful, relaxed, calm. And at the same time, you know, I'm motivated to do things, but I'm not, you know, I don't feel out of it in no way, shape, or form. I've never been dizzy, none of that. And I, you know, and I just ran my first marathon last in November. So, I just made 41. So, you know, I'm actually getting more energy. I feel more vibrant, more alive, more in the moment, more present, more aware. You know, so if for everybody that's listening, I just wanted to share with you, you know, because I wanted to be clear that this is not a fad. This is not something that, no, this is a way of life. AK, he broke it down to y'all. Listen. We come from the water. There's no disputing that. We survived, and all of us survived in our mama's womb for 9 months. That's 30 days times nine. And we didn't have, and we got here safely. Everybody got here, and we're doing just great. Some of us 60 years on this phone, 40 years, 50 years, and we're still. So why not? And another thing I wanted to point out. And I've said this to AK before. I said, you know, it's amazing that you'll tell people I'm drinking my water and they'll look at you like you have three heads. But you come to them with a bottle of Hennessy or a bottle of Grey Goose or a bottle of anything that looks pretty or is popular and they'll say, oh, man, let me try that. I got to try that. Let me try that. Oh, let me mix it with this. But when you say drink of yourself, they look at you like you're crazy. So it's a lot of deprogramming and reprogramming that has to be done, but we just have to lead by example. People come up to me all the time. What is your secret? I said, I don't really have a secret. I just don't put poison in my body. And I when I share with people that I drink my water, they still look, but they say, you know what? I think I need to try that. I said, no, you stop thinking about it and do it.
Yeah,
because that's the thing. We are so caught up in with you know, and I don't know if anybody knows this, but the water industry is self-regulated. And I talked to me and AK, we talked about this the other day. I said, a lot of people don't know that. That means that
yeah.
they could be put anything in these bottles and you know, tell you it's Fiji water. It's Masani,
right.
all of these labels they put on it, and we go for it. We fall for the banana in the tailpipe every time. So
yep.
now let's fall for the drinking of oneself. Try that for a year. See how you feel. Try that instead of what's packaged and presented to you like it's good for you, but it's death in the bottle. Last but not least, this is what I'll say because I want to bring this home to people that are dealing with maybe family members or people very close to you. My mom just passed in June. I was taking care of her for almost the last three years. And AK, I remember, told her on Skype one day, Mom, we love you. We want you to be around as long as we can. Drink of your water. And he broke it down to her as clear as he could, as much love as he could. But my mom, she listened, but she didn't receive it. She told me, nah, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. I don't want to, you know. And I'll say this to you. I remember talking to AK, and I was like, man, I don't. And he said, you know what, little bro, don't trip. Because what you're seeing and what you're experiencing from your mom, please hear this clearly, y'all. Listen to this. He said, that what you're feeling and you're experiencing is the end result of all that your mother has consumed up until this point.
Right.
So what I'm saying to you, everybody that's listening, what is going to be, we are all products of what we consume, what we put in this meat suit that we're loaned for the time that we're here on earth. So you can be a product of yourself and the natural power that and blessing that God has given us, or we can continue to be products of what's packaged and presented to us, and we know, everybody knows, it's not designed to heal us. It's not designed to make us better. So with that, I love y'all, and I'll see y'all in Sactown, the Bay Area background.
Okay. Thank you,
Newtown.
Give me love.
Appreciate you. Yes, Newtown.
Yeah.
Well, we got two more callers, and we got 9 minutes. So I'm going to start with caller 209-993. I want you to tell us your name, where you're calling from, and your contribution to the conversation. And then I'm going to bring on 678-862. So 209-993, you're first.
Hi, Auntie Sandy. This is Adria.
Hey, Adria.
How are you doing? I know you have 9 minutes left, but I actually wanted to make a comment because Brother Armstead had said something about, well, you guys started drinking your water because you were sick. And I actually didn't drink my water because I was sick. I drank my water because AK had introduced me to it, and it was the best thing that happened in my life. For the last 3 years, I haven't been sick at all. At all. I haven't had a cold. I haven't had a sniffle. And what my water has done is just balance and equalize my body. My skin is better. My hair is 6-7 inches longer than it was before I started. And it's just revitalized me as a person. I had mentioned to AK the other day, I went to a family function on Christmas Eve, and one of my nieces had come up to me and said, Auntie, why do you look younger today than you did the last time I saw you? And I hugged her. I said, you really want to know? Yeah. I said, you sure? You really want to know? And I told her, I said, well, I've been doing urine therapy for the last 3 years, and I drink my water 3 times a day. She says, what do you mean? I said, I drink my urine. She said, you're joking, right? I said, no, so are your cousins. My children are on the water. Everyone in my household, my sister, my aunt in Jersey, my cousin in Jersey, my uncle in Ghana. So my whole family, majority of them that received the message, are on their water. Wanted to make a comment to Brother Newchild. Thank you for letting us know about the fruit. When AK first told me about that, I've been doing that ever since too. And it literally lifts the dirt up, the residue from the chemtrails, all of that, up off the fruit.
Wow. Now,
just wanted to share that and can't wait to see everyone at the symposium, wateroflifesymposium.com. Get your tickets today. Love everybody. Go to your next caller, Dr. Yonti Sen.
Thank you so much, Adria. That's so awesome. And I just want real 30 seconds. I was not sick when I started drinking my water either. So, and our last and our next caller, 678-862. Give us your name, where you're calling from, and your comment, your contributions to the conversation, please.
Good evening. Happy holiday to everyone.
Hello.
This is Antoinette. Hi, Sandy.
Hey, Antoinette. Happy holidays.
Thank you.
Go right ahead.
I think your last caller answered my question, but I wanted to clarify it and just didn't want to leave without greeting you. But I wanted to know what exactly was the scientific name for the practice. And I think she just said urine therapy.
Correct.
So is that, you know, like you do hydrotherapy where you would take a steam bath or a sweat bath or whatever. So this particular practice is called urine therapy?
Yes. And you
okay.
can Google it. I have some links, I believe. AK said he's posted some things. There's also in God's Groceries on that page on Facebook, there's also some links to the symposium as well. And when you Google
it. But that's
it,
not until
you,
the summer, right? That's not until July. Or
no,
when
but
did
it
you
was,
say it is?
There's links. There are links that are associated with the website that will give you additional information.
Okay.
So, but
okay.
I'm going to pass this one. Okay, I'm going to pass that on to AK and let him answer that and direct you to what other resources that you could utilize to get the information that you need. And thanks for calling in, Antoinette.
All right. Thank you, Sandy. Bye now.
Okay. Uh-huh. You're welcome.
Greetings, beautiful sister. Just everybody go to Water of Life Symposium. That's spelled SYMP as in Paul, OSIUM.com. Water of Life Symposium.com. And you can know about when the symposium is. You can get your tickets. You can book your room there. You can also go to the media page and literally sit there and get lost, because it has a lot of links to a lot of different videos, a lot of different articles that will probably answer, I'm sure, any and all questions that you might have regarding urine therapy or drinking of your own water. And if it doesn't specifically answer something, if you just so happen to have that one question that is not answered, which I doubt, there's, I'm sure, a link that will lead you to the next thing that will. So, again, that's wateroflifesymposium.com. It's going to be September. We started promoting it early to give people time to prepare. September 22nd through the 24th in Sacramento at the Hilton. It is going to be, I'm going to use in the words of Brother Raheem out there in London listening in, an electrical time.
Ooh, I like that.
I kind of dug it, too. Did I tell y'all I love all of y'all? Sister Danielle, I love you. Brother Ali, I love you. I owe you a phone call. We're going to chop it up. Brother Newchild, Sister Adria, all those that's listening in, Auntie, I love you, all the new callers. I absolutely love y'all and hope that everybody chooses life and is living right inside of you. The book says we have treasures hidden in earthen vessels. We became seekers because the idea of finding value was imposed upon us, being from the devalued position. Once you recognize who you are, there is nothing else to seek. Once you arrive at the destination called you, you're home free.
Love all y'all.
Love you more, baby. Yeah. That's a wrap for tonight, you guys.
I love you, Auntie Sandy.
Absolutely incredible. I love you more. Everybody
love you,
has
Miss
just
Sandy.
Been so powerful. And thank you. I receive it. I love you as well. And we look forward to seeing you. We're going to do another show before September to answer any questions may have come up and to introduce you new drinkers to the rest of the world. So we appreciate you. We love you. May this be the best week of your life, the best week of 2016, and we'll see you in 2017. All right, that's it. Love you.
Bye. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.